today I'm going to do something very different, as I'm going to show you and how Oprah says God is a feeling experience, not a believing experience. And I'm going to put something that we found through YouTube, and I'm going to play that, and after that I'm going to follow up on it. Okay, listen to this.
Have you heard about the largest church in the world? The first service was March 3rd, 2008, with an attendance of over 300,000. The attendance is now over 2 million, and they conducted the first ever mass trance on March 17th, 2008. What do they teach? Who you are requires no belief. Heaven is not a location, but refers to the inner realm of consciousness. The man on the cross is an archetypal image. He is every man and every woman. The leader's website teaches these lessons. My mind is part of God's. I am very holy. My holiness is my salvation. My salvation comes from me. Let me remember that there is no sin. Do not make the pathetic error of, quote, clinging to the old rugged cross, unquote. The only message of the crucifixion is that you can overcome the cross. Have you heard of this church? Or maybe its leader? Years ago, she denied Jesus is the only way.
One of the mistakes that human beings make is believing that there is only one way to live. That's and right. That we don't accept that there are diverse ways of being in the world, that there are millions of ways to be
then
a human
how do
being.
You please
and,
God?
And many ways, no, but many paths to what you call God.
That
and her
crazy.
Path might be something else, and when she gets there, she might call it the light. But her loving and her kindness and her generosity brings her, if it brings her to the same point that it brings you, it doesn't matter whether she called it God along the way or not.
And I guess the danger that could be on that, I mean, it sounds great on the onset, but if you really look at both sides, I
there couldn't possibly be just one way. What about Jesus? What about Jesus?
I
is one way and only one way, and
there
that is through Jesus.
There couldn't possibly be with
because
a million
you
of people
say
in
there
world.
Isn't.
Today, she has turned her millions of adoring fans over to New Age doctrine. Christians are letting this into their homes and are being deceived.
Hello again, everyone. Welcome to week number 3 of our New Earth web class. And again, I thank you. Eckhart Tolle thanks you for joining us as we bring students and seekers together to discuss our latest book club selection. Eckhart Tolle's, we did something last week that was unprecedented. Never been done before on television where you just sit there in silence. I thought a lot of people responded to the sense of connection from that. So you want to do that again?
Yes.
Let's do that again.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So you're going to lead us in silence.
Simply become aware that you are breathing. Air flows in and out, and you feel yourself breathing. Air flows in and out.
In reading books such as Tolle's, it's really opened my eyes up to a new way of thinking, a new form of spirituality that doesn't always align with the teachings of Christianity. So my question is to you, Oprah, how have you reconciled these spiritual teachings with your Christian beliefs?
I've reconciled it because I was able to open my mind about the absolute, indescribable hugeness of that which we call God. I took God out of the box because I grew up in the Baptist church and there were, you know, rules and, you know, belief systems and doctrine. And I happened to be sitting in church in my late 20s, and I was going to this church where you had to get there at, you know, 8 o'clock in the morning, or you couldn't get a seat, and a very charismatic minister, and everybody was just, you know, into the sermon, and this great minister was preaching about how great God was and how omniscient and omnipresent and God is everything. And then he said, and the Lord thy God is a jealous God. And I was, you know, caught up in the rapture of that moment until he said jealous. And something struck me. Just, and I was like, I think about 27 or 28. I was thinking, God is all, God is omnipresent, God is all. And God's also jealous. God is jealous of me. And something about that didn't feel right in my spirit, because I believe that God is love and that God is in all things. And so that's when the search for something more than doctrine started to stir within me. And I love this quote that Eckhart has. This is one of my favorite quotes in chapter one, where he says, "Man made God in his own image. The eternal, the infinite, and unnameable was reduced to a mental idol that you had to believe in and worship as my God or our God."
Jesus says, "You are the light of the world. You are the consciousness in which the world is seen."
So you believe what happens to us at death when the body dies? You don't have a belief.
I don't give it any thought.
You don't. God, in the essence of all consciousness, isn't something to believe. God is.
Yes.
God is. And God is a feeling experience, not a believing experience.
That's right.
And if you're that your religion is a believing experience, if God for you is still about a belief, then it's not truly God.
No.
That's what you're saying.
Yes.
Now, the Bible says we walk by faith, not by sight. We don't walk by feelings, but we walk by faith, by the truth. 2 Corinthians 5:7. We hear these false teachers discovering a new truth of a diamond, but we see it's only a piece of broken glass. Who said that? Charles Spurgeon. Many embrace anything. They swallow every spiritual quack. Charles Spurgeon said that. False teachers are soul murderers. Yes, God is love. At the same time, God is holy. No one likes hell, but hell is there because God is holy. And the holiness and the righteousness of God will not compromise sin. There is penalty for sin. So we cannot make our own God. There has to be some absolutes. There has to be an absolute. There has to be a final truth. And that final truth is the Word of God. It is the Word of God that we need to trust in, not in what whoever says what, and only what the Word of God says. Jesus is the only way. Man cannot come through to God in any other way. It's only through Jesus Christ. And if you remember, God banished man from the Garden of Eden because of sin. And here in this kind of New Age doctrine, they don't believe in sin. God destroyed the earth, all humanity except Noah and family, because of sin. God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah because of sin. God destroyed Pharaoh and his army because of sin. God even brought judgment to other nations because of sin. God brought judgment to Israel because of sin. The Bible says that we are born sinners and we need a Savior. Luke chapter 19 verse 10 says, "For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost." John 16 verse 18 says, "And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin and righteousness and of judgment." Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come to the Father but by me." Jesus is telling the truth, and Oprah is not telling the truth. Who is telling the truth? Jesus is telling the truth, and the world is not telling the truth. So we believe what Jesus said, because he is the one who came and died for our sins and rose from the dead. He is the righteous, holy Son of God. Now, Christian psychology offers solutions to emotional problems via blame and self-love, without emphasizing responsibility for sin. Dying to self. Read Romans chapter 6. As living for Christ as Lord. You know, Romans chapter 1 verse 18 to 21, actually 22, it says, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men, who by their unrighteousness suppress the truth. For what can it be known about God is plain to them, because God has shown it to them. For his invisible attributes, namely his eternal power, divine nature, have been clearly perceived ever since the creation of the world and in the things that have been made, so they are without excuse. For although they knew God, they did not honor him as God or give thanks to him, but they became futile in their thinking, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Claiming to be wise, they became fools. Now, what's the meaning of suppress? What does it mean? It means to overpower, to crush, to destroy, to press down the truth so the truth will not come up. And that's why exactly what the media is doing. That's why exactly what the world is doing. That's why exactly what the false teachers are doing. That's why the haters of Christ are doing. They're suppressing the truth. They're trying to crush the truth. Truth is the Word of God. The final authority is the Bible. And that is the truth. And final authority. That means every faith has to be judged by this final authority. The rule of faith is the Word of God. They have taken the absolutes out, because if there are no absolute, everybody is right. So they have taken the absolute out. That means they have taken the Bible out. The truth has been taken out. And they have lowered the standard of the Word of God in order to gain more people, in order to gain crowds. They use the worldly gimmicks to gain the world. Some churches are using worldly entertainment and amusement to please the worldly appetite. The bigness of the church has become the standard for success today, which is absolutely wrong, because it's not the bigness of the church that is the standard of the true Christianity, because if that's the case, the early Christians were the minority. Pragmatism for church growth uses the world's ways to attract people into the church and can lead they're not admonishing the truth of the gospel or preaching of sin and repentance, but they use worldly ideas, and so that's how they catch people to the church. Mao Zedong was a very prominent Chinese communist leader. He killed 30 million people. You know why? Because he did not believe in absolutes. There were no absolutes. That means he did what was right in his own eyes. Joseph Stalin, the Communist Party leader of Russia, killed 30 to 60 million people as he did not believe in absolutes. The Word of God, he did not believe. He did what was right in his own eyes. So when you don't have an absolute, that means an absolute, a standard, the final authority, then you do what is right in your own eyes. It means, just take an example. If you don't have a judge in your community or a city, or if you don't have policemen who believe in truth, okay, the law, then you will do whatever that is right according to your own eyes. Hitler killed 15 million people as he did not believe in absolutes. Today, our nation, you know, we see humanism, New Age movement has crept into the churches and politics and homes. They have taken the absolutes out. The Word of God is the rule of faith. They have taken God out from homes, schools. So what can you expect? A moral society? No, absolutely not. A corrupt society. All morality is relative. That's what some people believe. Relativism. According to humanistic theory, there is no right, there is no wrong. there are no absolutes. But then the humanist cannot be absolutely sure there are no absolutes, can they? Then there is, of course, relativism. They believe that the Bible is old-fashioned. It was okay for the past, but now we are living in a modern era, so the Bible is not relevant for us today. Today, universities and schools are packed with ungodly teachers who have taken God out, and there is a young generation that is coming up who does not know the Lord. Judges chapter 2 verse 10 says, "And all that generation also were gathered to their fathers, and there arose another generation after them who did not know the Lord or the work that he had done for Israel." During the time of our Puritan fathers, they preached a pure gospel, uncompromised gospel that hurt the flesh, hurt the sin, but profited the soul. Bible was the sole authority and the word of God applied to every area of their lives during that time. They had a godly fear which brought godly lifestyle, godly behavior, godly conduct. Neighborhoods and societies would change, but today we see the result of the corrupted gospel, a corrupted gospel, and also the result is a corrupted society. Corrupted mind can bring corrupt actions. Our whole nation is filled with wickedness. What God calls sin is not called sin today, but it's just a weakness. What God calls homosexuality is not called homosexuality today. It is called gay rights or an alternative lifestyle. God calls perversion is called adult entertainment or pornography. What God calls is immorality is called new morality. What God calls cheating is called abnormal social development. Charles Spurgeon said, "Educated man who is against Christianity is just an educated fool." It's very true. Most of the people we see are educated people. But whoever who comes against Christianity, they are just an educated fool. The New Age movement offers a happy and a meaningful life by refusing all absolutes and without dealing with sin. All of the apostles except John were martyred for their beliefs. The early Christians were tortured, crucified, beheaded, burned alive, and some were thrown alive to be eaten by lions. Why? They came against the popularity of the world. They were the minority, but they never denied their faith. So my friend, don't be ashamed. Don't be ashamed to tell the truth. Don't be ashamed to proclaim Christ. As Apostle Paul said, "I'm not ashamed to preach, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God into salvation for everyone that believeth." So we need to remember that we need to pray for our country. We need to pray for our country. Whenever a celebrity gets super rich, somebody said, they start pushing their weird doctrines. And so when a celebrity, when somebody who is like a star or a celebrity gets super rich and they start pushing their doctrine, then everybody else believes that, you know. And so that's why we should not believe whoever who says what. It is what the Bible says that we need to believe. It's so important that we need to tell the truth. Don't, you know, she said that God is love and God is a jealous God. And she was saying, how can God be jealous of me? In that particular scripture, God is talking. He is a jealous God because he doesn't want us to worship other gods. That's the whole context of that. Not God is jealous of me. Who am I? I'm just dust made out of dust. And so, you know, we need to understand that we need to trust in the word. We don't walk by feelings. We walk by faith. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Amen.